Lord's willing, we'll be looking at many of these verses that was just read in the Bible reading this morning concerning taking care and thinking about some things as Christians. It's good to have you here this morning, and most that are here are members of the body of Christ and are here on a regular basis. As Mid mentioned, we do have visitors, and encourage you to follow along in your Bibles as we look at some verses this morning in regard to the Christian life. My life as a Christian, your life as a Christian is one that we always need to stay on top of things. That is, we need to be mindful of who we are and where we're headed. And the possibility is that we may not get where we want to go because we fall away. So this morning, we want to look at three things about being a Christian. Number one is that it is possible to fall away from being faithful to God. It is possible to restore one back to the faith if they have fallen away. And it is possible to be faithful to God so that we can go to heaven. So, our life every day, we're concerned about our thoughts, our words, our actions, the place we go, the things we do. We're concerned about what we believe and what we teach, because any of these things can affect our relationship with God. So many times we may forget that as a Christian, we always have to be mindful of our duty and where we're headed. In Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 there, it instructs us to beware lest there be in any of us an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But he goes on to say, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So the Hebrew writer is encouraging those who know God, the children of God, to understand that there are things that can happen to us in our life in regard to sin and temptation and listening to other things that are not taught in the Bible, to going back to the law of Moses and holding to it, or failing to do as God asks us to do, or just being overwhelmed with sin and have our hearts hardened to turn away from God. These things can cause us to fall and no longer be faithful to God. And so, not only does the Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 mention that, but there are many places throughout the Bible that talks about man's relationship with God. And for the most part, that's what the Bible is about. Who God is, who man is, and God's relationship with man and man's relationship with God. But we are instructed time and again in the Bible to remember our duty to God and remember who we are. And so, we're also instructed many times in the Bible to take care or beware. Or be on the lookout, be on the alert to make sure that we know where we're going, that we're going in the right direction, that it's the direction we're headed is in the right path that God would have us to go. So this morning, let's just think about that a few minutes. Take care or beware, be mindful of the fact that there are some things we need to always remember as a Christian, and there are many things we need to remember, but the three things we're going to look at this morning are those three that I mentioned to you earlier, and that is, number one, a Christian can fall away and be lost. So that means that I always need to be on guard. I always need to be careful of what I'm thinking and what I'm doing. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, as was read, teaches us that it is possible to develop an evil heart of unbelief and do what? And depart from God. So when we are baptized into Christ, when we hear the Word of God taught and we believe it from the heart and we understand that I'm in sin, I'm separated from God, and God requires of me to believe Him and to believe that His Son gave His life for my sins, and that He was raised from the dead, and that He's seated at the right hand of God. I need to believe all these things, and if I believe that and understand these, then I need to confess Christ and repent of my sins and be baptized so I can be in the right relationship with God. And after that, I need to be faithful. But what can happen sometimes? Sometimes we can have an evil heart of unbelief and depart from God because we are not staying on the right path. We're not perhaps studying as we should be, or we're having the wrong kind of associations, or we're letting other people influence us by the things they're teaching that's not Bible. So we need to be careful that we don't develop an evil heart of unbelief and depart from God. So it is possible then that we can fall away and be lost. Chapter 4 of Hebrews in verse 11 teaches us that we need to be really diligent and steadfast in what? In serving God, Why? Because we may fall. Be diligent lest you fall, he says there, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 11. And Jesus taught in Luke chapter 9 and verse 62 concerning the kingdom of God. If any man having put his hand to the plow and starting out, and he looking back then is not what? Is not fit for the kingdom of God. So the possibility of falling from faithfulness is there. It's there every day. So our intent then is to prevent ourselves from falling. Stay faithful to God. We notice Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Turn back there if you will, and let's look at that verse. Many times in the book of Hebrews it refers to the fact that it's possible for one to fall, that we need to be holding on to the things of God, holding on to the things of Christ. But Hebrews 2 and verse 1 says, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, what? Lest we drift away. So time and again it talks about falling away, becoming unfaithful, having hardness of the heart and drifting away from God. And so we need to be careful. We need to be on the alert. It would be good for us then to always take care about our life so that we do not fall, because the possibility of going astray is always there. Well, again, in this same point, a Christian can fall. A Christian can become unfaithful. And let's look at some other verses that teach us that this morning. Turn, if you will, to 1 Timothy chapter 1. And if you have the bulletin, the back side of the bulletin that has the outline on it, I put one of the numbers wrong. I had 2 Timothy down there. But it's 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. And we see that certainly when Paul wrote to Timothy, he talked about two men at least, or two people there, who concerning their faith had suffered shipwreck. So what these had done, they had been serving, but now they have suffered shipwreck. They have fallen from where they were, and they're no longer faithful. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 19, let's read those verses. He says, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck. Of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. So, two people are mentioned when Paul wrote to Timothy about having what? Having, concerning their faith, made shipwreck. So, it is possible then, we need to beware, that we can shipwreck our faith. We can become unfaithful. Look to 1 Timothy chapter 4 while you're in that book. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. And here we see that certainly again, he warns that it's possible that some may fall, that some have already failed, and that some will fall from being faithful. So we need to be aware of this at all times. 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1 and going through verse 3. Now the Spirit expressly says, or the Spirit speaketh expressly, as some version says, that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So we see that it's possible to fall from faithfulness by doing what? Fall from faithfulness by giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So we need to be careful about what we listen to. And then he says, some may depart from the faith, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. And so, verse 3, they go on and depart from the faith by believing and teaching things that are not in the Bible, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. So there'd be some, even in the days of Paul and Timothy, that would revert perhaps back to the law of Moses and bind things that God has not bound. Or they may have the hardening of the heart and teach things of deceitfulness of sin that can what? Can cause one to become unfaithful. So we can fall from faithfulness. Let's look to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. A familiar passage to most Christians who studied numerous times about the possibility of falling away. And here Peter gives the example and the teaching of just how bad a shape someone is in who turns away after knowing the truth and understanding the truth and being in the truth to turn from it. It's a sad condition. 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 20, he says, for if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. Remember, we were talking about this morning that it is possible to fall from faithfulness. What can cause us to fall away from faithfulness? Being entangled in what? Being entangled in the pollutions of the world. And so, if they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, so the world can pull us away. It can cause us to fall. And overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. He goes on and says in verse 21, it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. So, the possibility of falling from faithfulness is always there. And one who falls from faithfulness and turns back to the world and goes that route is worse than a dog turned to his own vomit and the sow turned to her wallowing in the mire. It's a pitiful condition. So what caused that? The world, going back to the world, can cause us to fall away from being in God and in Christ. We're taught in the Epistle of John. John tells us in 1 John 2, verses 16 and 15 through 17, to love not the world, neither the things of the world. Romans 12, 1 and 2, Paul admonished those brethren. He said, and brethren, be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. So, it is possible to fall. And some fail during the days of the early Christians. It's possible for others to fall, and people will fall if we're not careful. So, we need to beware, and we need to remember that the possibility for me falling is there. So I need to be on guard. I need to be careful. Well, Galatians chapter 4, turn back there, verses 4 through 7, and we see that certainly some did fall from grace. They fell away from faithfulness. And so if we want to prevent ourselves from falling, we need to work toward being faithful, staying in the faith, keeping our faith in God, studying His Word, growing in the faith. We mentioned last week about adding to our faith knowledge and temperance and adding the Christian graces. So some fell from grace by seeking to be justified by the law of Moses. They fell from grace by turning away from the teachings of Christ to teaching that they were supposed to be going away from the law of Moses. The law of Moses was there to bring us to Christ. It was a schoolmaster to bring us to there. And now that we're in Christ and Christ has done His part, we're to stay in Christ. So we can fall from grace by going back and obeying or commanded or believing in and teaching to practice the things that are in the law that we're not brought over into or that are not allowed in the law of Moses. So we need to be careful. Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 4, he says, you have become entangled from Christ, estranged from Christ, or separated from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. He goes on and says in verse 6, then, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. So, if we don't study the Bible and correctly handle the Bible, rightly divide the Bible, as Paul told Timothy to do and we're encouraged to do, then what happens is that we may begin to bind things that are in the law of Moses that are not bound in Christ. We may go back to the meagerly elements of the law and those things versus what we're supposed to be doing in Christ and do what? Fall from grace. Become unfaithful. So we need to be careful. We need to beware and remember that this is possible. Well, we've already established then, as you already knew before we ever read these verses this morning, that as a Christian, the possibility of falling away from faithfulness is always there. So we need to guard ourselves against that. Secondly, this morning we see that those who have fallen, those who do fall away, it is possible to restore them. Even though we read in Hebrews about the fact that those who turn their heart and harden their heart away completely from God, and they won't hear it and never do hear it, you can't restore them back because it'll be too late for them because they're not willing to turn back. But it is possible, as long as someone's living and they'll listen, if they'll listen to what God says and what they're being encouraged to do that's right, they can be restored. So if one does fall, the possibility of restoring them is there as long as they're alive and well and got their thinking as it ought to be so they understand what's right and wrong. They can make a change and come back. Look to James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Certainly James talked about the fact about a brother that gets caught up or goes away and what we need to do. James 5, verses 19 and 20 says, "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." So we know it's possible that one can fall. But if one does fall, but if one gets caught up in error, if one turns away from the truth and we bring them back, we save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. So the possibility of restoring someone is always there as long as they're alive. And so we don't ever need to give up on people who have fallen away. And hopefully if I were to fall away, that you wouldn't give up on me, that you continue to encourage and rebuke and exhort and warn, that we'd know that, hey, I need to get back to the right place. Go to Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2. Again, the Apostle Paul talked about those who are overtaken. He says there in verse 1, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass," or the version says, "if any man is overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering your own self, lest you also be tempted." So it is possible to fall from steadfastness. It is possible to fall from grace and get into error, but then it is possible to restore that one if we go to them, talk to them, and if they will listen, if they'll get their heart right. It is possible that they may even cause themselves to come and be restored back to God if they come to their senses, as the prodigal son did in the book of Acts, in the book of Luke, when Jesus told the parable of the prodigal son. Jesus talked about the son that took his inheritance, went into a foreign land, and there he squandered his inheritance. And he was out there practically starving, and he joined himself to some people that he shouldn't have been with. And when he lost all that he had, and he was out there hungry and would have eaten of the husk of the corn that the swine were being fed, it says he came to himself. So it is possible for one who falls away, who goes astray, to come to themselves by reason of the fact of the circumstances they find themselves in, or they remember the word they've been taught. Remember what Proverbs says in 22 and verse 6, "Train up a child the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it." Sometimes people do fall away, but they remember. And if they remember and it works within them enough, they can make that change and come back. So it is possible to restore one that's been fallen. Now, restoring the fallen involves some things. As I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, it would involve that if we see a brother or sister fall, or they're struggling, they're unfaithful, we need to go to them and try to bring them back. We're taught that numerous times in the Bible. But that person that falls, they also can come within themselves and understand that when they come to themselves, they can come back to God. It is possible to bring them back. But it does require, coming back to God, a confession and acknowledgement of the fact that I have sinned. I have sinned, I made these mistakes, I've been doing this that's wrong, and I repent of that with godly sorrow. And I'm sorry for that, and prayer can be made for that person, and they can be reconciled to God, to faithfulness, they can be brought back. Look to Acts chapter 8 and verse 13. We see that certainly when the preaching went down into Samaria, Philip, the evangelist, was preaching, and Peter had gone down there, and we see that certainly here's a man who is a sorcerer. And it says that this man, when he saw the things that were being done and heard the word of God, verse 13, "Then Simon himself also believed, and he was baptized. He continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done." So here's a man that by virtue of seeing the things that were being done and hearing the preaching of the evangelists that were down there, he became a Christian. He himself was baptized. So he's in the right relationship with God. So what did he do? Well, he went astray. He failed. He saw that the things were being done, verse 18, "And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, 'Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay my hands may also receive the Holy Spirit.' But Peter said to him, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. So here's a man that was baptized and he thought he was going to do this, but it was the wrong thing to do. And Peter said, you know, your heart's not right. So you need to get yourself restored. You need to get yourself back right with God. And what you need to do then is repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. So here's the person that's made some mistakes, that then he needs to get his heart right. So if we fall, we can come back with realization that we've done wrong, acknowledging of that wrong, repenting of that wrong, and praying for forgiveness, and we can be forgiven. Revelation chapter 2, Brother Farley has covered this extensively in the last few weeks, but I want to go back and look at these few verses that here are Christians in these churches, that numerous of them were caught up in certain sins, and in certain cases their light was no longer shining bright as a Christian or as a church, and Jesus warned them, you're going to lose your light as a church. And some there were committing sin and they needed to repent of their sins. They had fallen from where they once were. They had turned away from God. And so points out that they can be restored if they'll listen to what he's saying. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5, he says, remember therefore from where you have fallen. Now, if you've fallen, you were in one place and now you've landed somewhere else. If we were in Christ and serving him faithfully, but we've fallen away, then we're not where we ought to be. We're not faithful. So how do we get back to that? Well, we need to be restored. And he says, repent, and do the first works, or else I'll come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. So there's that understanding that I've done wrong and repentance of that sin and then obeying what God commands us to do in order to get back right with him again. And part of that is the prayer and then the doing of what he asks us to do. Look at verse 16 of Revelation chapter 2. Repent or else I'll come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. So the fallen can be restored, and that's the blessing of knowing that because we are human and that we may make mistakes and we will sin from time to time, we have an advocate with the Father. We can come to him in prayer. We can acknowledge our sin to him and be forgiven. If it's something that we need to correct with someone else, we can do that. If it's something that needs to be corrected with the church and with others, then we can do that also and correct it with God. We can be restored. That's the blessing that God put in there for us as his children. But let's also remember that it is possible to fall and it is possible to be restored. But importantly for us from the get-go when we're baptized is that it is possible to be faithful to God and keep from falling. We're not saying perfection. We're not saying sinless. But we are saying that it is possible to keep in the faith and stay in the faith and grow as a Christian and continue faithful to death. Now, we're going to make some mistakes. And when we make a mistake, we can pray to God and in confession and prayer and he'll forgive us. We go to him between us and him. We go to him between us and someone else if it's a wrong between them and us and correct it and correct it with him. We go to it between us and the church and God if it's publicly known and we need to fix it. We can fix it. So it is possible then to be faithful, continue faithfully. That is, when we make a mistake, let's correct it. Let's overcome it and get past it. Get forgiveness of it and move on. Continually faithful. James chapter 1 and verse 12 says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. So don't be tempted and go back to the world. Don't be tempted by false teachers and go away. Don't be tempted to go back to the law of Moses. Stay within the realm of what God wants us to do so we can do what? Stay faithful. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. From when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Again, we see that it is possible to be faithful and keep from falling. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 22, the Lord says, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. So it is possible to be faithful. Matthew 24 and verse 13, again, along the same line and the same terms, but he who endures to the end will be saved. So faithfulness is possible. We're not talking about perfecting. And and sinlessness at all. But we're talking about when we make a mistake, we get it corrected. And I've mentioned this before and used this phrase numerous times, not here but other places also, that the provisions God made for me and you as His children, it is not a license to sin and then ask for forgiveness, but it is there for us because as human beings we may make mistakes. And when we do make mistakes, we can come to Him and get forgiveness of it, thus doing what? Thus staying faithful to God. Keeping faithful to God. Matthew 24:13, but he who endures to them will be saved. Well, let's look at a couple other verses. It is possible to keep from falling away and staying in a state that's not pleasing to God. We can get it fixed. 1 Corinthians 15:58, if we continue to grow and study and learn and do what's right, then we can do what he says. We can continue steadfastly. We can always abound in what's right, knowing that our labor is what? Not in vain in the Lord. So it is possible to stay faithful and serve God as He would have us to. It is possible. Jude chapter 24. He says, now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. And then Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Turn back with me to Hebrews and let's look at one other verse this morning in regard to the fact of being faithful. Being faithful to God. Hebrews 10:39. There are several verses in Hebrews that we didn't look at this morning that we could have. But let's look at verse 39 of Hebrews chapter 10. He says, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition. So it is possible to fall back, to draw back, but it is possible to be restored, but it is possible to stay faithful. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe, what? To the saving of the soul. So we're not going to go back to the law of Moses. We're going to stay within Christ and in the gospel. We're not going to go back to something else. We're going to stay and believe so our soul can be saved. We do what? So we can be faithful. So we can be faithful. So three things this morning we looked at. I need to take care and remember that it is possible for me to fall away. You need to always remember and take care and beware that it is possible for you to fall away. But we don't have to fall away. We don't have to fall away. But if we do fall away, there's the possibility of being restored. If we'll listen, if we'll think, and the possibility of restoring others. But the key to it all then is to be faithful. It is possible to be faithful in our service to God. Not perfection, but faithfulness. Because God's grace reaches me. God's grace reaches you. And when we go on His terms, He will forgive us. And the more we learn and the more we grow, the less we will sin because we'll be wrapped up in the Christian graces, having added our faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, and godliness, and brotherly kindness. If we have these things and they abide in us, you shall never fall. Just a few thoughts this morning I wanted to share with you because sometimes I'm afraid that me and maybe other people lose sight of the fact of three things about Christianity. It is possible to fall. We can be restored. But we can and should remain faithful. If you're here this morning and you have need to get forgiveness of your sins, you want to confess that, you need to confess it and pray for it, then we can help you. We'll be glad to do that for you this morning. If you're here this morning and you're not a child of God, then you need to get in turns where you can be faithful to God by believing that Jesus is the Son of God, confessing Christ, repenting of your sins, and being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. So if you have a need, we can help you with that. Please come while Jan leads us in the invitation song.